My name is Dan Haney, and I own an Ernie Ray's West Coast World Martial Arts School here in Hillsboro, Oregon. And today I'm going to be talking about how to have a super summer. And I've been in the martial arts business for, you know, about 20 years. About 10 years of that is full-time with Master Ernie Reyes. And, you know, every summer we always hear the same thing about how, you know, summer is the slow time and everybody's scared of the summer, and really that doesn't have to be that way. And a lot of successful martial arts school owners these days are making more money during the summer and having more excitement than they do, you know, in the regular school year. So that's kind of what our goal is. So what do we have to do to have a super summer? And I think a super summer would consist of boosting income, replacing students who leave, retaining the students who stay, increasing pro shop sales, and creating a little extra summertime pizzazz in your school. And it's all about planning, taking massive amounts of action, and getting massive amounts of successes in return. So I have 10 ideas for the summer that I think are the most, like, essential ideas. There's probably, you know, 50 ideas out there, and hopefully we can talk about those a little bit later too. But the 10 most essential ones, I think, is what we're going to talk about today. And first of all, I look at the summer as being a big two-month-long event. And I plan my summer like an event, and I create the hype like an event, and that mindset really gets me motivated to be creative and have a lot of fun. And my staff is, you know, as well, they're having a lot of fun, you know, because we just make it this big, you know, event. So with that in mind, number one on my list is called planning and meeting for a successful summer. So I'm sure a lot of school owners are feeling too busy, or they just don't know how to plan correctly, or, you know, and the old saying goes, some people dream of great accomplishments while others stay awake and actually do them. And that's kind of the mindset of planning, is you have to plan and then take action. So I have 7 steps to planning with your staff, and these are really basic, okay? So number one is, you know, get together, write down, and discuss all the ideas about the summer events and classes, even the bad ideas. Just write everything down. Number two is choose the ideas that best fit your school and, you know, be really specific about it. Number three is make an action list or a to-do list. I like to say action list because it sounds more proactive. To-do list sounds so negative and, you know, I got to go, you know, I have a job I got to do. But action list, I always say action list with my employees. Number four is delegate the duties. Include who will work it, when, and all that stuff, okay? So delegate who. We always know that not every employee is best suited for every job. So, you know, make sure we're really smart about this one and delegate the duties to the proper people. Number five is take action. Advertise it, schedule it, hype it up, create sign-up sheets, you know, and just get out there and get your hands dirty and start making this stuff happen. Number six, I think, is the most important one, and that is follow-up. And usually in the past, when I have done something wrong, it's usually because I didn't really follow up with staff. And I think that you should follow up daily with the staff. It's basically measure twice, cut once. And after you know, at the end of the day, you know, maybe ask your staff, you know, what jobs did you get done? Did you get this done, X, Y, and Z, right? So that was number one, is planning and meeting for a successful summer. Very, very important to get things kicked off. Number two is summer camps. And summer camps are extremely important. I'm not going to get too specific about summer camps. Like Kathy said, there's a great, you know, big seminar coming up that's great. And if you go back in the teleseminar from March 12th, Master Chris Berlow explains in depth about why to do summer camps and kind of gives you an idea about this upcoming seminar, and I think that's a really great idea. But I do have some ideas on theme camps, and first of all, I think that you should start right now, start today, get banners up and start creating hype about your camps because people plan way ahead in time. Some really fun camps that I've done in the past and some ideas that we are going to be doing this year are, I'll just cover some summer camps, are Star Wars camp, a tournament camp, and the tournament camp could involve board breaking, flag sparring, you know, forms, covering tournament ethics, weapons, all those things that you'd normally do at a tournament. Another camp is a creative musical open form camp. That is like the big, you know, popular thing these days of martial arts is open creative forms. Another one is Hollywood Stuntman Camp. That's one that we're doing this year. Another one is a demo team camp. So you get all your campers to throughout the week, they build this demo and they end up performing it at the end. Another one is a black belt test prep camp. A lot of people might, you know, not only feel like that would be really fun to do a black belt test prep, but maybe feel like it's essential, you know, and it's kind of a, you know, maybe a have to and to get to. Also, take advantage of the movies that are coming out this summer. My martial arts school is located right behind a theater. I literally just walk across my parking lot, and I'm at the theater, and it's the biggest theater in town, so it's really kind of a convenient thing for that. But take advantage of the movies. There's 7 movies that I know of right now that we are going to be taking advantage of and participating in this summer in one way or another. Some of the movies that are coming out this year will incorporate into our summer camps. Other movies that are coming out, we will just, you know, kind of have a movie day and kind of make it fun, you know. And that's part of the summer, you know. You want it to be exciting and you want people, you know, going away going, hell, I can't wait till summer because we do all these movies, we do all these events, we do all this stuff. And the movies this year are really, you know, really good for martial artists. So June 6th. Kung Fu Panda's coming out. That's going to be a huge one for martial artists. June 13th, The Incredible Hulk. You know, that's probably take our teenage kids and go to that. July 2nd, there's a superhero movie coming out, Hancock, with Will Smith. That's going to be a big one. July 11th is Meet Dave. And Meet Dave is kind of an alien movie with, comedic twist to it. Very funny. July 18th, of course, the Dark Knight Batman movie, of course. August 1st, The Mummy 3. And The Mummy, you know, I mean, why The Mummy? Well, it's featuring Jet Li. Jet Li is going to be in the new Mummy movie. So we're going to definitely go see that one because we're Jet Li fans around here. And then August 15th is Star Wars. And there's a brand new animated Star Wars movie coming out. So we're going to really take advantage of that and go see those movies. Also, with summer camps, you don't have to just have summer camps for kids only. I recommend at least one summer camp for adults. I don't really hear that very often out there, but I have adults that are really excited about summer camps, and, you know, you can do them at night, or, you know, you kind of call them a summer camp, or you don't have to call it a summer camp. You can call it more of seminar style that maybe a 3-day seminar at night, you know, for, you know, 3 hours a night or whatever. But get your adults involved as well. Number 2 was all about summer camps. And again, go check out that seminar, teleseminar by Master Chris Berlow. Number 3 on my list is postcards, letters, and phone calls. This is very important. Basically, what we do is we put a sign-up sheet for people who will be gone, who will be going on vacation, and you know, that list fills up pretty big. It's kind of scary. But then what we do is we send them postcards. You know, we send everybody postcards that basically says, we miss you. We can't wait to have you back. We'll see you on whatever date that they said that they'd be back. And, you know, we just kind of create a little excitement for when they get back from their trip that's in the mail. And it's kind of a reminder also that we're thinking about and expecting them in class back. Another thing is we have them send us postcards from wherever they are, and they love that. We get 50 to 60 postcards hanging up on this bulletin board in our school, and they want to come back from their vacation and see that that bulletin board with their postcard on it, and, you know, it just kind of creates a lot of hype and a lot of fun with that. Another thing that we do is we send so any handouts that we give at the school, we'll mail them or email them those, so make sure that, you know, they know that we're still thinking about them and we want them to be informed just as much as everybody else is. Just because they're on vacation doesn't mean they're not with us. We let them know that when they get back from their vacation, we want to make sure that they're caught up. So maybe they're gone for 2 weeks, no problem. We can do kind of a one-on-one with them to get them caught up. If they're gone for a month, we may, you know, sign them up for some private lessons or whatever, but we just make sure, no matter how we do it, that we get them caught back up from their vacation, because we don't want them to be punished just for going on vacation. Plus, we know that when they go on vacation, they might lose a little bit of interest just because they, you know, they didn't have any responsibilities or whatever, and they went on vacation, right? So when they come back, we want them to feel special, and that we really care about them, and that we're there for them, and we're gonna keep them going towards that black belt. Number four is called beat the heat. So it gets really hot in my school. I don't know about your school, but it gets pretty hot. And I have 15-foot ceilings and 4,500 square foot of space. And air conditioning is really expensive to fill that. So what we do is we have fans to kind of keep them cool. But also you can get more creative than just air conditioning or fans. What we also do is we offer morning and noon classes in the summer. And people love it. Morning classes basically make it so, you know, for the student, it makes it so they can do their class in the morning and then have the whole rest of the day and evening to do whatever. And it's really convenient for them, and the parents love it, and the kids love it too. It's cooler in the morning, so that's how we're beating the heat, and convenient for, you know, their summer day. And I do that pretty much with all age groups. And I'll just have, like, mixed classes. The classes are usually smaller, you know, of course, than the night classes, so I don't really need to staff it fully. I'll do myself for the morning and noon classes and maybe one other person. We have two training floors, so I'll be in one room, and my staff member will be in the other room, and we'll have a couple of storm team helpers to help out the class. Makes it pretty easy, pretty convenient, and really creates that retention, because there's no excuse of, hey, well, you know, we got to go do barbecues and all the stuff, so they can just hit that class and have the rest of the day. Really awesome. Give them more opportunities to train also. So my XPT upgraded students, kind of like XMA or whatever, we call it XPT, they can also go to the morning and the night class if they want to. You know, we always have those hardcore students that want to hit every single class they possibly can. They absolutely love it too, because they get more opportunities. Also, beating the heat is we have popsicle days. You know, I mean, days it's really super hot, we'll just have popsicles available for everybody. We'll just get a cooler and just start passing out popsicles to everybody, and we give them away for free. And sometimes we do ice cream, and sometimes it's maybe a special cold drink. Okay, so number four was beat the heat. Number five is black belt retention. I'm just going to talk about this one real quick, but a lot of people kind of, you know, maybe don't, you know, they just kind of do the normal thing for the black belts, and they spend all the time on the kids and the summer camps and all this. Well, I recommend doing some special stuff for your black belts as well, making them feel really special. They're your leaders of your school, you know, and they kind of deserve it. They've been there the longest. This summer, we're going to do two beach trips just for the black belts. And one of the beach trips is going to be for black belt candidates as well. If you don't live next to the beach, then maybe find a lake or something like that, you know, or a water park or something that you could train at and go have some fun. Last year, our beach trip was a huge hit. I brought my demo team down, and we have our demo team has taiko drums and all this stuff. So we're actually drumming on the beach, doing a screama on the beach. We had nunchuck fights on the beach. I mean, padded, of course, and it was very, very fun. We made it very safe. And, you know, we did forms in the water. It was a blast. We took pictures. We had cameras. It was an absolute blast. Everybody brought lunch. It was the talk of the whole summer, and people cannot wait for the next one. So actually this year we're going to do two of those. Lots of fun. The other thing is black belt demos. I know that black belts like to perform, and so we'll create some, you know, parts of our black belt training in the summer will be almost like demo team practice. You know, we'll create this big demo, and then at our annual barbecue during the summer, they'll perform. You know, it's all the black belts performing. So it's another cool way to hype up your barbecue as well, if that's what you end up having. And the black belts are feeling, you know, pretty hyped up about it, and it's good retention for black belts as well. Also, preliminary summer testing. another way to really retain black belts is to do preliminary testing. And that is you have like lots of little mini pretests, and they feel obligated to go to those pretests, but you make it really fun. And, you know, it's not a test as much it is like more of a checkpoint, but a kind of in a formal way. And we found that really works as well. Good. So number six is called Summertime Fun Time. Now, this is one of the most important ones. Really to create a different kind of atmosphere in your school because it's summertime. And people and it'll make a lasting impression on those people. So they'll walk away from the summer, and they can't wait till next summer. They don't want to go on vacation because they have so much at this, you know, so much fun at the school. I have five little tips here for summertime fun time. Number one, I say make sure all the classes are energetic, using self-esteem boosting language, self-esteem boosting classes. Keep the students motivated. The classes should be this way anyway, you know, during every part of the year, but definitely, you know, boost it up during summertime, making people feel really good about themselves and feel good about your school. Number two is go outside and train. Can you go outside? At our school, we have a big, huge parking lot, and, you know, there's like a grassy area in front of the parking lot, and I'll take my classes outside, maybe, you know, at least for like 10 minutes or 20 minutes, not every single class, but whenever, you know, I feel it's appropriate, we'll go outside and we'll train. We got to be careful with that one, though, because of liability, so you don't want to be doing maybe jump kicks or certain things outside, but jiu-jitsu, grappling, or whatever outside. So be careful with the liability situation. And embarrassment as well. So if it's outside and there's a lot of people looking, you know, sometimes it's good for promoting the school, and sometimes your students will kind of feel, you know, they might feel a little bit embarrassed about being out there. So try to, you know, feel that one out yourself. But we definitely will be going outside at least a couple times a week for training. The number three thing here is hang a chart up. Hang a chart up on your wall. Got everybody's name on it. And you put stars, so you go to the store, buy some little sticker stars, and you put stars on every day that they come. Okay, and what this is doing is making those students feel like they want to get more stars and they want to get to class, and it's kind of a fun thing, and they go look at the chart and they see who has the most stars, and, you know, it's kind of creates hype about attendance. And then you give some prizes away towards the end of summer. So maybe the top 20 kids get a prize, and the next 20 kids get the second place prize. Or you could do it so that if you have, if you've taken 30 or more classes during the summer, you get a prize. You know, everybody who's done that gets this prize. So however you want to do that, but the chart is a really good way to hype it up. The next thing is hang a banner in your school now, okay, and I've talked about that, but get the banner up. Outside of the school, talk about summer activities, summer camps and things that the outside world can sign up for, but also an inside banner that looks kind of summertime, you know, and it just starts creating that hype of, hey, summer's coming, it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I like to make my banners like that kind of generic so that I can use them every year. It kind of saves on money, and I make them out of high-quality vinyl. The other thing, again, is I'll go back to the popsicles and ice cream thing. That makes it fun, of course. You know, kids are going to want to do that, and then they feel good about being there in the heat because they know they're going to be getting that popsicle. So lots of fun. Also, if you don't listen to music during classes, maybe summertime's kind of a time when you can do that. You play some kind of fun music, make sure it's appropriate. We have XM radio at our school in both rooms, and that makes it really easy because I can just, you know, do the appropriate thing. Kids' classes, I usually put on Disney Channel radio, and then maybe for the adult classes, I'll put it on some kind of like maybe this kind of fast pace. It's almost like cardio music, but it's like techno-type music. And that gets it pumped up and gets a cool feeling going on in the summertime. Number seven on my list is called free events. I think free events are important too because you do have the students who may not be able to afford, you know, everything and all the summertime camps, or maybe they're in other summer camps but they still want to participate in your school. So you got to make that kind of thing available for them too. school barbecue could be free. Invite the community to that if you want. Do demo teams. Like I said, the black belt class could perform, or your demo team, or whoever. But get the whole school together, get the family feel at your school barbecue. It's a really cool event. People will always look forward to it for years to come. You could also do free seminars. So you could do maybe some mini seminars, or you could have a free seminar week. Your seminar could be as easy as a curriculum focus. It's like a mini seminar curriculum focus. So maybe if your curriculum is Taekwondo, maybe you work on a jump kick seminar, or a combination kicking seminar, or a free sparring kicking combination seminar, or forms, of course, seminar, something like that. We're going to be doing a couple free seminars this summer. We're going to have Kickboxing Day. We're a mixed martial arts of kickboxing, eskrima, taekwondo, and grappling. So we're going to definitely have one of those four seminars that's a martial art focus on one of those arts. And it'll be a two-hour seminar. It'll be free to everybody. We also do seminars that are free for our XBT group or our Black Belt Club group. And then, it might be $10. You know, make it kind of cheap for the other people, but you're bringing in a little bit of income as well. You can even I've heard some people making their, like, one of their summer camps. So maybe they might have three or four summer camps over the course of the summer, and they make one of their summer camps free just to get, just to get it really filled up big. And maybe they sell T-shirts at the camp or a certain weapon or something like that that is an income generator. But the idea is that you're giving at least one, at least something this summer away to everybody for free. Creates hype and excitement and retention, of course. So that was free seminars, free events. Okay, so number eight is called private lessons program. So I believe in the private lesson program. So there's different ways you can do this during the summer. Maybe one of your students can only come once per week because of whatever they end up doing over the summer. So you give them a private lesson that makes up for two or three classes during the week. You can also have a summer program, right? Like it's like a private lesson, but it's a summer program that's 8 weeks for the whole summer, and you can promote that to the outside world with the intention to, of course, entice them to sign up for long term. Another way to do it is a training intensive, that if someone is going away for a whole month, that you do one private lesson that makes up for a month of classes. And maybe it's a 3 or 4 hour thing or whatever. And, you could also, a good way to do it is to do half of it now and half of it when they get back. So they're thinking, wow, I got this major intensive. I'm kind of ahead of the game of where other people are. It boosted them ahead. They feel good about that. They go on vacation. They get back. You do the other half. They're caught up. And it makes them feel really good about it. And, maybe you charge $100 to $200 per person for that special private lesson. Or you can actually give that private lesson to them for half price or free, depending on the person, of course, if you feel that it's going to help retain that student, if you feel like you might be losing them. But anyway, private lessons are a really good way to bring in extra money and or just retain the students who you feel like you may lose. All right, so number nine on my list is called special guests. And special guests, I think, is a very, very fun way to hype up the summer. We do special guests every year. Maybe you could fly in a special guest master, a movie star, some sort of specialist. Another thing is what we do is I'll bring in an old school student who maybe went away to college. So one of my big time black belts went away to college. They come back, or one of my instructors that went away to college, they come back. I'm doing that this summer with one of my guys that all the kids love this guy. He's a tricker. He's the really mega talented tournament competitor. and he went away to college, and he's coming this summer to do a seminar, and everybody's really hyped up about it. Another thing that we do is we bring in a martial art master. We bring in Master Kakoy Kaneti, who is the one of the highest, or he is the highest ranking Filipino grandmaster on the planet. He's turning 89 years old this summer when he's here, and we're actually going to be celebrating his birthday as a part of the whole day. We have him here for a 2-day seminar. It creates a lot of hype. You know, everybody knows Grandmaster Kakoy Kaneti is coming here, and it's just, you know, this. And I have a banner hanging up already that says when he's coming, July 26th, he'll be in town, and we'll have about 8 hours of seminars with him over the course of 2 days, and I usually get about 60 to 70 people attend that seminar from around the Northwest, and including my school. So it makes it really cool, a lot of fun. Also, we're bringing Kim Do. Master Kim Do is one of Ernie Reyes' top students. He's on the World Action Team, and he's also making a movie right now, which is really helpful to our seminar. And Kim Do is going to be—he's working with the Wachowski brothers, who are the makers of the Matrix. And Kim Do, as soon as he's done filming, he's in Europe right now filming with the Wachowski brothers. And as soon as he's done filming, he's going to come here and do a seminar on open creative forms. And everybody's hyped up about that. So as you can see, flying in these special guests or just having special guests in your school for the summer really will hype things up as well. And also, you could hype it up in the community as well as, you get some free marketing out of it for your school. Number 10, last thing, is called T-Shirt Month. So I think this is important for pro shop sales. It's one way to gain pro shop sales and really boost team spirit. So you could have a special T-shirt made up for the summer. In our association, the Ernie Reyes West Coast World Martial Arts Association, we have T-shirts for every event, every single event. And so we do a lot of T-shirt sales. But during the summer, we may have a special T-shirt that the students have never seen before or couldn't get before, and I'll say, okay, we'll have T-shirt month, and for the month of July, you can wear this special T-shirt, but it has to be this T-shirt, and everybody wants to wear it, and everybody wants it because it's a great T-shirt, it's a cool looking T-shirt. This year, it kind of looks like a UFC T-shirt type thing, and so everybody's really wanting to wear that T-shirt. And then, if you profit $10 on that T-shirt, and you sell 100 T-shirts, that's $1,000 per 100 shirts that you make. So that's pretty good income, pretty good profit just on T-shirt sales. Plus, it has your name on it and your website on it on the back, and so the kids are wearing around the community. Advertising for you. Also, you could do some other ideas with that, or you could do shorts. So some people wear, they have shorts. Maybe it looks like the Muay Thai shorts or the UFC type fighting shorts. And you could say it's shorts month. I personally don't do shorts month, but I've seen other people do that before. Tank top month is fun too. So, maybe it's August now, it's really hot. And now, okay, after T-shirt month is tank top month. Now there's another, item that you can sell, to your students. Another thing to kind of create a little bit of income, this one doesn't generate that much income, but it potentially could, is you could, on top of all that, you could sell your popsicles and ice cream on those hot days. Which, isn't going to bring in a ton of money, but it might bring in just a little bit for you. And people will buy them, for sure. And maybe some days you give them away free as fun and, part of your, summertime fun time. And then someday, the rest of the days you sell them. Another thing is to do a sidewalk sale. I mean, everywhere you go, there's sidewalk sales outside. It's hot, nice weather. Take your pro shop racks and stuff and put them outside and have somebody work, kind of outside, and depending on what your location looks like, maybe you're pulling people from the community. They're coming in looking at your T-shirts and your stuff, and then you get them to sign up. But sidewalk sales are a really good way to kind of have a closeout and close out of all your merchandise that you had. and you know, to get ready for the new year, for the new school year, as well as make a lot of income on that. So that's really all I have right now, those 10 steps, which I'll recap real quick. So number one was planning and meeting. Number two was summer camps. Number three was postcards, letters, and phone calls. Number four was beat the heat. Number five is black belt retention. Number six was summertime fun time. Number seven was free events. Number eight was private lesson program. Number nine was special guests. And number 10 was T-shirt month. So with that, I thank you guys. And if anybody has any questions for me, I'd love to take them right now.
What are the liabilities for training outside?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. I would definitely talk to your lawyer if you're worried about that. But you know, I mean, some dangers obviously are, you know, if you don't have mats outside you have to check your insurance. Does your insurance just cover inside? You know what I mean? When it's in the matted area, you know, so you just have to be kind of careful with that. So when we go outside, we'll just do stand-up stuff that's pretty easy, and I'll make everybody wear their shoes for sure. And we don't do anything where someone could fall down. So we do a lot of eskrima outside, which is the Filipino stick fighting. So we'll hit the sticks together. You know, that's pretty easy. We do a lot of kickboxing outside where, you know, just drills. We're not actually sparring outside. We're not doing takedowns outside. We're not grappling outside. We're not doing jumping anything outside. But it's very fun. You know, it's a different thing, and you're getting the sunshine on you, you know, and the kids feel great about it. A lot of the kids think they're like, you know, movie stars out there. And I also have adults who really like to go outside. Just get some fresh air outside and some sunshine, and they just, you know, just it's a whole other feeling. And then, you know, maybe like I said, some people do the whole class outside, and I've done that before, but we'll probably do like 10 minutes. You know, you want to make sure you're not going to go outside and get them all sunburnt and then you come back in. So you just got to be kind of careful of those basic things. And then,
well,
again,
that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, again, if you're worried about anything, definitely check your insurance and see what they say about it, and maybe just ask your lawyer what they think about it. So good question.
All right. Thank you. Sunil has a question about pricing for summer programs, like an 8-week course. How would you price that?
So I would charge, I think that what we're doing this year is we're charging the same price as we would, you know, so just take your tuition, monthly tuition, and, because 8 weeks is 2 months. So just 2 months of regular tuition is what we charge. So whatever your monthly tuition is, just 2 months of that. And that's exactly what we're doing this year. But we're offering a special, though, so we're giving a free, you know, uniform, and we're also giving free gloves. Every one of our students has to buy gloves, a uniform, and we have an association fee. So we'll waive the association fee, give the free gloves and the free uniform, but we charge 2 months of tuition. So that's a pretty good question.
Okay, great. That makes a lot of sense, too, because, you know, you don't want to lowball to where you get people in that really can't afford the monthly tuition anyway. So,
well, another thing is if you do lowball and then they decide they want to stay on the program, now all of a sudden it's a lot more expensive. So you're saying basically, you know, how do you like the program? Would you like to sign up? It's going to cost you double now. You know, you don't want to do that.
Right. Dwight from Miami, he wants to know if you have any suggestions for mini camps, because he has adult classes in the morning and afternoon. So I think he's talking about, like, how do you schedule those? When would he sneak them in, since he has morning classes and afternoon classes?
Well, mini camps can if Dwight has them every day. I don't know if he has them Monday through Saturday, but if you know, I guess if he does have them Monday through Saturday, then I would just maybe make them even more mini and make them like 2-hour camps in between. Or the other thing is you know, 1 week you just cancel regular classes that week and you make a big camp and you hype it up and stuff you know, you just cancel those classes. People understand you cancel a class for 1 week because you're having this big special event that can include them. You know, so you say, hey, It's going to be convenient. You're supposed to be here anyway. Come to the camp, you know. And if Dwight has classes like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then maybe he can put those mini camps in on Tuesday, Thursday. If he doesn't have classes on Saturday, then do it on Saturday. You know, so I guess you just have to look at your schedule, and just lay your schedule out, get some staff members out, and come up with some ideas where you can kind of squeeze them in. So a lot of people don't cancel all their classes; they just squeeze them in different spots. And then I don't cancel classes because I actually have two rooms. So my morning and noon classes will go in one room during a summer camp. And they'll just squeeze into one room, and we'll kind of make it fun. Everybody in one room, and then the other room during those class time hours we'll just keep the camp going during that time. So just kind of depends on what you can do. But I say, you know, just squeeze it in and make it look fun, controlled chaos. You know, lots of people there. You know, you got 2-3 classes going on, or 2 classes going on and a camp. And you know, there's a lot of people there. There's music going. It's fun. It's exciting. And, you know, as long as you have it controlled and everybody's practicing their martial arts ethics and discipline, and I think it's going to be great. So thank you, Kathy. I really appreciate it. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And I wish you guys a great day.